Behold, the Lord will come to save you. My dear family of God, Prophet Isaiah in the first reading today proclaims a message of encouragement to lift up the spirit of the covenant people who were in exile in the land of Babylon. The good news is that God Himself will come to save them. And Israel, like the Israel of the old, would once again experience divine deliverance. Just as God led their forefathers out of the land of Egypt, so also the Lord will lead them out through the desert and lead them home, to be restored once again to the covenant blessings. Beloved, this salvation of God would be announced by miracles of healing. The deaf shall hear. The blind shall have their sight restored. And the lame shall walk. Lepers shall be cleansed. And the good news would be proclaimed to the poor. Beloved in Christ, this prophecy of Isaiah points to a greater mystery, that Christ would come in the flesh. Not just anybody at all, not an angel, and not an ambassador of God or a prophet, but that God Himself would come to save His people. Isaiah foresaw that mystery of the incarnation, the eternal Word of God becoming man to dwell among us and to save us from the pit of sin. My dear family of God, at God's saving grace, the hearts of His people would be filled with great joy. And so the covenant people who had been exiled in the land of Babylon would come back to their home, rejoicing and singing the praises of God, that the Lord had turned their sorrows into great joy. My dear family of God, today, in the gospel reading, Jesus draws from this text, taken from Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 35, verses 1 to 6 and verses 10, and also draws from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1, to reassure John the Baptist that his identity as the coming Messiah is being verified by his healing ministry. And so he dispatches the messengers of John with a testimony: go tell John what you have come here to witness yourself, what you hear and what you see. The lame walk, the blind regain their sight, the dead are raised from their graves, lepers are cleansed, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Yes, by his healing ministry, he dispatches the messengers to give their testimony to John that he is the one who has come to fulfill all the messianic prophecies, especially foretold on the lips of prophet Isaiah, that in his days, God will restore his people to the covenant blessings. Those who have been suffering will be healed from every infirmity, and even the dead shall be raised from their graves. My dear people of God, God's salvation has dawned upon us. And like the people of Israel, the covenant people who were in exile, we have every reason to rejoice in the Lord. For God's salvation has been bestowed upon us. And it is to this salvation that St. James invites all of us to await to its fullness in that patient waiting. James invites us to be patient. And he gives us as a model the patience of a farmer. Just as at the beginning of the farming season, the farmer would wait upon the rains from heaven and also wait upon the rains at the end towards the harvesting period, so also every Christ faithful, every disciple of Christ should be patient, not to complain about anyone, but even in the midst of persecution, in the midst of sufferings, James presents to us as our role model and inspiration, the prophets of old. No one chosen by God for his mission had his life devoid of suffering and persecution. James is addressing his message to all Christ faithful, especially those who were undergoing suffering and persecution, those who were being cheated by the rich among them and being dragged to court and have no advocate. He exhorted them not to complain, but to keep faith in God, establish their heart towards the coming of the Lord, for our salvation is so close at hand. Yes, for James, it's not a moment of making complaints. It's a moment of sober reflection, lifting up our hearts in faith to the Lord, that God will surely come to save us from every suffering, from every persecution, from every affliction of this earthly life. And therefore, he exhorts us on that virtue of patience. Beloved in Christ, patience is golden. Patience accomplishes even that which seems impossible. And to this, there is a beautiful saying, a proverb in Ghana, that says that with patience, one is able to digest even the ant to see its intestines. It's so funny. The ant, as tiny creature as it is, that proverb tells us that with patience, I don't know if the ant has intestines at all, but with patience, you can digest that tiny creature to see its inner elements, to see its internal makeups, the intestines. That tells us that, literally taking, patience accomplishes even the most difficult and daunting task. And again, there's another proverb that runs that patience moves even mountains. Patience moves even mountains. With patience, we can achieve everything. And so we are being exhorted with this Christian virtue that as we go through the sufferings, persecutions of our faith in this earthly life journey, we can only wait upon the saving power of God when we have this beautiful virtue of patience. And so today we pray that as the Lord invites us to joyful expectation of his coming, may he also rain upon us the virtue of patience, that looking forward to his saving grace, we will not give up in the faith, but with renewed joy and happiness, we always celebrate the coming of our salvation. May the Lord fill our hearts with great joy as we have few days to commemorate the mystery of the Incarnation, to await His second coming, where all of us will be called into God's presence to celebrate that unending joy in the company of the saints and the angels. May the Lord, who has come with His healing power, continue to heal us of every infirmity and draw us to the joy of His saving power. May He make us instrument of joy to one another. Those who are afflicted, those who are suffering, those who have no one to even share anything with them. May the Lord, who has called us to this joyful celebration, also give us the grace that we become the messengers of the joy of His gospel. We become the instrument of His joy of salvation to those who are afflicted in various ways. May He bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.